Merging with Shiva, lesson 216. Experience Odic Prana. Fill 6 glasses with water. Place them on a table before you. Take one of these glasses of water and hold it in one hand, while with the other hand you shake the fingertips into the glass, but without touching the water. Feel the Odic Prana falling from the hand and fingers into the water, being absorbed into the water and held there. Thus we have mixed 2 forms of Odic power, that of the physical health Odic Prana and that of the Odic manifestation of water. This creates magnetism when these 2 forces come together in the external Odic water. Mark the glass of water that you have magnetized so that only you will later be able to identify it. Then place it with the other 5 glasses. Switch the glasses around so that it is not apparent which glass was magnetized. If you are doing this exercise by yourself, you may close your eyes when you switch the glasses around so that you do not identify the glass that has been magnetized. Now the test. Close your eyes and drink from each glass. You close your eyes so that your taste will be most keen, and you will not be distracted by anything you see, having your entire mind on your taste buds. As you taste each glass of water, you will notice a distinct difference in the taste of the water in the glass you magnetized with Odic Prana. You will achieve a great control over your pranic sheath by learning to breathe diaphragmatically. The following experiments, coupled with diaphragmatic breathing, will help you awaken your own knowledge of the controls over Odic Prana and your Odic pranic sheath. Take a deep breath through your nostrils, at the same time holding a mental picture of taking Odic Prana into the body from within the air. You may visualize it in the form of a vapor, like the Odic Prana you perhaps saw around your hand. Visualize the Odic Prana going all the way down to your solar plexus, while the air is only held in your lungs. The Odic Prana stays in your solar plexus while you exhale air from the lungs. From the solar plexus area, the Odic Prana will automatically flow through the muscle tissue to the blood and begin to store up in various nerve centers in reserve for future use. In mastering this exercise, you will build up the vital body energies and calm the nerves. It is not necessary to do this often, only when you feel the need of storing up Odic Prana. Odic Prana is often used unknowingly for healing various physical distresses, emotional upsets, and mental strains. A child runs to his mother. The Odic Prana coming from the mother, freely flowing toward the child, comforts any distress the child may be going through. The child runs off vigorously, taking good supply of Odic Prana from the mother through absorption. You can supply Odic Prana to any part of the body that may be ailing and gain some relief. For emotional distress, store Odic Prana in the solar plexus, and to relieve mental strain, store it in the upper back and chest area. As you inhale Odic Prana, draw a mental picture of the process. When you make a mental picture, you are also employing Odic force to form the picture, for all mental pictures are made out of Odic force. After the mental picture of the physical area in your body that is in distress is well formed, visualize the Odic Prana being sent to that particular organ or part of the body. Inhale. Then hold your breath a few seconds as you visualize the Odic Prana flowing from the solar plexus to the area of your physical body. When you manage to flow enough Odic Prana into the distressed area, of your physical body and the health body becomes more vibrant, you will notice the distress ease. Do this for short periods of time. Remember, inhale, hold a few seconds while sending the energy to the distressed area. Then exhale the air, holding the otic prana in the part of the body that needs extra energy most. Where awareness goes, energy flows. All breathing should be through the nostrils, not the mouth, deep and slow, natural and rhythmic.